Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. We are here on a happy Friday, on a good Friday. Well, oops, not good Friday. But we have a very special guest to join us to give us some great advice. Welcome, Kelsey.
Hello.
Miss Kelsey Kreppel. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
We're very excited. We're doing our little advice episode with Kelsey, and I can already tell you looked at my boob. Is the bra struggling?
I'm looking at your necklace because I really like it.
Okay.
If there was an issue with the boobs, I truly would tell you.
I just removed my bra seconds before recording because it was not vibing with the shirt I'm wearing. And I told Kelsey, she's sitting across from me.
No, your boobs look fine.
Thank you.
I really like your necklaces, and that's why I keep looking at them.
Okay, thank you so much.
So your boobs are out, by the way.
Shout out sequin jewelry. I'm scared because it's not even that I'm like, oh, they're big, they're going to fall out. I'm scared that this is going to gape and someone's going to see something on this camera. So I'm
I will tell you if there's like boob out. Okay. Like, I wouldn't just sit here and be like, oh, God, this girl's boob was out. And like, it was so embarrassing.
Thank you. We're getting close quickly.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to read your guys' like advice or things you wrote in. They need advice on as normal. And also, we want to get to know you and welcome you to the Dear Media fam.
I'm so excited.
How is the podcasting life so far?
I love the podcast life. I mean, I've wanted to do it for so long. And so it just like it feels good.
I feel like you were made for the podcasting world.
Thank you. I kind of feel like I was too.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about this, but it just is so much like chiller. And it just like feels very me. Mm-hmm. So I like talking, like hearing my own voice.
Yeah.
So.
I was going to say, I actually think you have a great podcasting voice.
Thank you.
You know,
I've been getting told that a lot and I never really thought about it because I'm like loud, I feel like, but something about the mic, I feel like it really relaxes me, and I get all like
seriously. I'm like, okay, I want to sleep right now. I like it.
Someone did comment on my podcast and was like, "This episode put me to sleep," and I was like, "In a good way,
yeah,
because it's like so calming and like relaxing."
Hey, that's
right?
Good for listening time because people will fall asleep and then they're not going to turn off at the very end.
That's so true.
We're trying to get people to listen to the outro.
Yeah, I'm trying to bore people so much in my podcast that they fall
and
asleep.
Then it
so
plays
that
all of
plays
them.
The entire thing, and then like just starts like multiple replaying downloads. Them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
What made you like want to start a podcast? Like what gave you the urge?
God, I don't know. I've always really loved FM radio. Mm-hmm. Like I'm an FM radio girl to the day I die. Okay. And like that may be lame, but it's true. And I always thought it would be really cool to be on the radio. And then this is kind of similar. I feel like because I just wanted to talk, really, and I wanted to, like, be in my pajamas, and I thought that you could do the two of those at the same time. And then when I started dating Cody, he was doing a podcast, and he was like, you should come on, but it might be kind of weird, because I'd never done anything like that, and I was like, yeah, I'll just try it, and then I was like, oh, I'm good at this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started my channel, And it was just always something I wanted to do. I don't know, just like the like unedited like conversation. I feel like it's so much easier to get to know people this way. And even like my videos are pretty chill, but like I still edit them down to like 13 minutes. Like you're not going to get to know me that well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it's nice that like I can talk about like past relationships or like school or just things that I just normally don't talk about on a day-to-day basis that I get to talk about on my podcast.
Okay, I have a question. Do you ever get like weirded out when your friends or family like watch your content or like listen to your podcast when you are talking about like people ask me that all the time, like, do you get in trouble? Because I forget.
Oh, I get in trouble daily. Not in trouble, but
yes. No, I was just talking to my parents about this the other day and they're like they're totally fine, but like still it's like, okay, when I put out my podcast, like the people that were messaging me like just listened was so good, like
terrifying
teachers from high school, like, and I'm like, it's okay. Like, you don't have to listen. Yeah. Like my this best friend strangers. Even was like, I'm so sorry I haven't listened yet. And I was like,
please don't.
Like, you don't have to. Like, you already know me. You don't have to listen. Like, it's totally fine. It's such a weird thing. It's so weird.
Yes, because you forget what you say on the podcast as well.
And it's also just like, I wasn't always doing this. Like, it's the same way about like self-promotion. Like, even like being like, post a new video or like, here's my podcast. Like, on my Instagram, there's so many people from like before this was my life that follow me that I'm like, they're gonna think this is weird.
You know,
it's so weird because it's like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah,
clearly it's like, I'm not just like making this up, like it's a successful thing that's happening, but it feels so fucking weird. Sorry. I don't know if
you're good. Okay. You know what's funny is that, so I've been doing social media since I was like 17. Like, I started my Instagram, was a photographer. It's like evolved a lot. But I hear that from so many of my friends who have started social media, like who had a whole life and like went to college and had a career and then they started doing social media. They feel so weird. They're like, oh my gosh, like people are probably like, this is so cringe. And I'm like, that's so, you know, I think I was so naive in like maybe a good way or ignorant or like oblivious, being like, oh, this is just my life. Like, I know no different. But then I have so many friends who feel that same way where they're like, oh my gosh, it's weird. I have like two different lives and now people are. It's like you said, it's successful, but I still feel like weird promoting myself and stuff.
Yes. That's probably like my biggest struggle in general in this whole thing.
Was Cody already like a big, like on Vine and YouTube when you guys met, or did you guys meet before?
No, we met. Vine was no longer a thing. We met when he had like just started his YouTube channel.
Okay.
So he was like, I think he had like 200,000 followers on Instagram or something when I followed him.
That was
I,
like, probably messaged him like on Instagram. So many at that time.
Sorry.
No.
Yes. That it was a lot. Well, also because I just had never met anyone that had 200,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, that's,
But also, we didn't meet like through Instagram. Okay. We met through friends. Oh. And then I went to DM him the night that we met because I was stupid. So embarrassing. The DM that I sent him is the most embarrassing thing.
Please tell us what it is.
It just starts with like, yo, with like 10 O's.
No.
Wait, what year is this?
2017.
Okay. That's valid.
That tracks.
Yeah, right? Like it was cute.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was kind of doing this stuff. And then I was like working a job I didn't like and he was his own boss. And I kind of was like, looked like fun. And I was like, I might as well just try and do it myself. I didn't want to be like, I was in a video with him. And I didn't mind it. And he was like, you were weirdly like comfortable in front of the camera for someone who's never done anything like this. And like the comments didn't bother me because he was like, people might be mean. It's kind of crazy out there. And I was like, the fuck cares? Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, they don't know me. I don't care. And he was like, okay. Like, all right. And then I was like, I want to just try and do it myself. I don't want to just be like Cody's girlfriend. I don't want to come in your videos and have them know nothing about me except that I'm your girlfriend. So I might as well just try and like be my own person online. And then I did and it worked.
That's awesome. I feel like, I was going to say, I feel like you were meant for this. I feel like I was meant to find Cody so that I could find your stuff.
Oh,
like,
God, thanks.
I'm like, he was the pathway to you. But did it ever like turn you almost like off to him that he had so many like eyes on him? Or did you not care at all? Were you just like, oh, that's just your job? So
it didn't ever really bother me.
You seem unbothered in the best way.
I feel like you would like spook me out.
Stay unbothered. It doesn't. I'm not. That's not consistent. Okay. But it is like I try and let that be how I handle certain mm-hmm. things. I would say, like, there was a period of time where, like, he was touring and it was like there was a lot of attention that I wasn't used to, like, mm-hmm. on him, like going to a bar, for example, and like lines of college girls, like, trying to, like, talk to him. And it was yeah. just like, and he's, like, so nice and he makes me feel so comfortable and confident in our relationship that it was never really, like, an actual concern, but it was more just, like, weird.
Yeah.
That would be such a weird, like, do you know Marcus Johns by chance?
Yeah, I know of them a little bit.
Okay, so we're friends with them, and him and his wife, Kristen. Well, it's funny because he kind of took a social media break-ish recently. And it's funny because Kristen, his wife, is now, like, a big YouTuber.
Yes,
and
she was just watched a video of hers, like, for the first time really recently, and I was enjoying it.
Yeah. And she was saying how people would always, she had the same experience where people would be, like, lined up, girls would be lined up. And she's like, this is so weird, when they were dating. And she was always Marcus John's girlfriend.
Yes.
But then now she's, like, made a name for herself. And she's like, it's so funny because people will come up to her.
Yeah.
Or even to him and be like, oh, you're married to Kristen Johns.
Yeah.
And she's the like, tables yeah, that's have right.
turned. Yes. Yeah. I feel like that was, like, always the goal. Like, I was like, I just want one person to come up to me and be like, Kelsey, oh, hey, Kelsey's boyfriend. Like, yeah. And yes. it's happened. And it's like, cool. Like,
I love
it's,
that.
It's awesome.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. That was the only thing that was ever kind of, like, weird. But it was never weird enough. Like, it never was, like, weird between us. It was mm-hmm. more just, like, weird in general.
Yeah.
Macy's. We love Macy's at the What We Said podcast.
That was actually good. That was Thank great
you.
Tone.
Thank you so much.
Not actually, sorry. I'm like, that was actually, you have actually a good voice.
Thank you guys for the applause. Macy's, we love Macy's at this podcast, and you already know that. And you know why? Because I have gotten some great stuff from Macy's the past few weeks. Also, I physically went into a Macy's recently, and it gave me a lot of good nostalgic feelings. But anywho, Macy's has a ton of fall staples, a lot of really good shoe options if you want, like, UGG slippers, boots, anything for the fall time, they've got you covered. As well as, like, beauty products, if you need to restock on stuff, clothing, home stuff. They've really got you covered in a lot of areas. And Macy's VIP sale has arrived just in time to get everything you need to bring your style A game this fall.
So it's from September 23rd to October 3rd. You get 30% off regular sale and clearance items, plus 15% off beauty. So that's 30% off all your fall fashion must-haves. Go get yourself a signature fall blanket, fall denim jacket. Just go spoil yourself this season, okay? Check out Macy's.com. That's Macy's.com. And you can also get, like, same-day delivery from them. You can shop the way that you want by picking up in the store or curbside. Macy's got you covered. They got your back. You can always rely on Macy's, so go check it out. You know when you walk into Anthropology and it just smells like, honestly, heaven. It smells like success. Travel, like a well-traveled woman. It smells like just everything I aspire to be.
Same.
And that's how I want my house to smell. And I can accomplish that with Pura. And it makes it way easier because it is customizable scents that you can, you know, control right from your phone. If you guys haven't seen the Pura Smart Fragrance Diffuser on TikTok, I've seen on Instagram, it's, you know,
very popular.
It's making its rounds, and it's for a reason. Pura is absolutely amazing. They have amazing brands to choose from, like Nest New York, Day, and so many more.
I love that the little diffuser thing is, the device is small and it's not an eyesore. Because, you know, with something like this that you're plugging in to your wall, you don't want it to be, like, big and bulky, and it's not at all. Like, it's just very kind of flies under the radar, but it makes a huge difference because it just makes your house and the room it's in smell like heaven. Specifically, if you're looking for, like, a fall scent, I highly recommend Pura because you can customize, like, different ones that you want for different days or whatever and just control it all in an app on your phone. It's very easy to use. So Pura usually never offers site-wide discounts, but they gave us the code WHATWESAID20 for an additional 20% off site-wide. You can stack the code on subscriptions, which will make them 50% off. the largest discount on subscriptions ever, or use the code for 20% off one-time purchase on fragrances plus the Pura Smart Fragrance Diffuser. Again, the code is what we said 20 for an additional 20% off site-wide. That is what we said 20. Go check it out.
I'm curious, since you guys both do social media full-time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys get overwhelmed with being online and like having to post a lot and having to film? Like, are you guys ever in your relationship? Because I also work with my husband full-time, mm-hmm. and it's like, I don't know, does that ever get messy where you're like, hey, we need like time away from our camera, away from our phone?
See, okay, that is like something that I've always been really scared of happening.
Mm-hmm.
And like any time, and it to a fault, I think sometimes, because like I don't post as consistently on YouTube as I should. But like if there's a time when I'm like, yeah, I'm just not going to vlog this, or like I don't want a camera to be a part of this, or I'm feeling overwhelmed or whatever, like I just won't film. Like I really, really try to make that a priority, because it's just like I never want to like feel resentment towards the job that mm-hmm. we have, because I know how lucky we are to have it. And also, like, I never want that to be a reason why we're, like, hanging out or, like, yeah, together.
For sure.
So, like, the only time I film is, like, if it feels just, like, natural and genuine. And I try to make that, like, an important part.
I feel like that is important, and that's very good that you have that boundary. I feel like, well, how old were you guys when you met?
I was 23, about to be 24.
Okay, I mean, that's 26. Still young. Me trying to justify my actions, I'm like, oh, well, I was younger. But when because I got married very young and we started working together right away, I feel like I was 21. So it's like, I feel like in the earlier stages, I would just like be so bombarded with social media and just thinking about it and filming everything.
Yeah.
And then it's like a few years ago, probably when I was like 25, I was like, okay, like I'm getting older. This is not what I want. Like you said, I don't want to be doing this all the time. I don't want to feel resentment, because we are so lucky. It's so cool that we get to have our own schedule. So it's
right.
Like I had to put like firm, just like social media boundaries on myself to be like, okay, we're not going to film certain things.
Yes.
And, you know, and I think that comes with age. So that's good that you guys have that kind of.
Yeah. I think it does come with age also. And like the fact that like you've gone through so much like with your partners and you've still come out like on the other side, I think is really good.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. For sure.
Okay. So you're engaged.
Yes.
Congrats on your engagement.
Thanks.
We're just looking and admiring at her ring.
Yes.
It's been a while. We got married when we were babies. Like we were child brides. We were 20. Like she said, 21. I was 20, about to turn 21.
When you got married?
Yes.
Wow.
We got married within
literally
a month of
babies.
Each other.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did you guys know each other from like before all of this?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've been best friends since we were 15.
Oh.
Yeah, high school.
I love that.
I know. It's so fun.
How fun.
It's so fun.
Wait, where did you grow up?
Here in LA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in the Valley.
So you've lived here your whole life?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Cal State Northridge in LA also.
Because we were listening to your first podcast episode. And you're talking about how you hate the beach.
Yeah.
And Jason,
I could not
can
relate
more.
So I literally
hard.
Turned up. I go, I feel seen. I turned up the volume.
It's, but like truly getting like actual stuff to sit on and like an umbrella, like it should be so obvious, but it actually changed everything.
The umbrella
everything.
Is key.
And
we got
key.
One. We got one recently. I have very sensitive skin too. So I swear that's another reason why.
Okay.
I'm just like, do you get tan? Because like I don't
tan.
I get burned. So
it turns to a tan.
Okay, so mine doesn't. Mine goes back to whiter than before. So it's not worth it to me. I'm just like,
yeah.
But all my friends love it. And so I'm always like, I need to find ways. And same with my husband. He's like, loves surfing. Beach is his favorite place on earth. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to be supportive.
The
sand, the wet, the heat. I'm like, this is not. But I'm growing every day.
I can send you like the links to the stuff that I got.
I need the table.
The table.
I need the table.
It's the table.
It's the table. Okay. I'm not even kidding. It changed everything.
Okay, I need
like
the table.
Like, my food is elevated.
That's it.
No, I'll send you a link
okay.
to the table.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you like to do at the beach? This was not the intended question, but, like, do you read or are you, like, you know, listening to music?
I kind of just sit there.
Okay.
Okay, Cody makes fun of me for this a lot, but I do like to sit with my thoughts and just stare off.
Yeah.
Like, we will be in the airport and he'll, like, have his AirPods and be on his phone and I will have no headphones on and I'll just be, like, just, like, staring.
That's honestly
looking
good.
At people. Because it's, like, there's so much going on. But
yes.
My, like, senses are so heightened when I'm at the beach that, like, I think I just need a second to be, like, okay, the sand is going to get on your feet and that's okay. And, like, my dog's usually there, like, once I relax, I would say I read.
Mm-hmm.
Cody wants me to film him surfing half the time, and I'm like, I don't know which one he is.
Please, my wife.
No, which one same. He is.
And he'll come back and he's like, did you get the wave? Like, did you get when I had
yeah,
my best
yeah.
wave?
And you're like,
well, that's
I
the
didn't
thing.
Know that was you.
It's they go out for hours and they catch how many waves? 3, 4.
Oh my
maybe?
God. There was a period of time where I was like, you don't know how to surf. I think you're a liar, and I think that you don't know how to surf
yes.
because I've never seen you get up.
Yes.
And then finally.
You're supposed to stare at them for like hours? No, I'm not doing
right.
that.
Right. That's what I'm doing on the beach. I'm looking for Cody
specs.
In the ocean. Because
they're,
yeah, they're little specks. I'm like, can you wear yes. like a bright pink shirt or yes. something? And he's like, no, look for my board. And
yeah.
I'm like,
no, you can't
I know
see
what
the
your board.
Board
looks like
until
in
you're
the water.
Up. I can only see your
yeah.
board when you're riding
on the
wave.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing when I'm at the beach. I'm yep. focusing.
Yes.
On being a supportive fiance.
Trying to find.
And getting the footage.
Sometimes it's like their mannerisms is the only way I can
yes.
pick him out.
I'll like see Cody like move his hair
yes.
or something. And I'm like, mm-hmm. so that other guy next to him that I've been staring at
yes.
and filming the entire time was not
I'm like, you
him.
Did so good. I saw you just completely ride that wave. He's like, that was not me.
Yeah.
No, I was watching him the whole time. Yeah. I thought you were great.
Yeah.
I'm like, great improvement.
Right.
Okay, back to the wedding engagement,
yes.
all that stuff. What has been your least favorite and favorite part of wedding planning? Because like I said, we don't remember a thing, honestly.
Yeah.
That was
we
before
were 2 years
our frontal
old
cord.
And we had no money. So
you guys have to do some sort of like vow renewal.
I know. No. I think it would be fun. It's so weird how fast things creep up because it's already been like almost 7 years.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
that's insane.
We could do a
yes.
10-year, but that'd be in so soon. Like
yes.
it's kind of
but
crazy.
Mind you, we dated them like for two
also
seconds.
Also 2 seconds.
Before
honestly, like I really respect it. And it's going well.
Yeah, it's going
you know?
Well.
It is.
Yeah. We always say we're like, don't do it. But then it's like we literally did it and it's worked out great.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I saw this TikTok. Did you see Ashy's TikTok? Mm-mm. Ash, she this girl we know made this TikTok and she was like, me when like a girl gets married or gets engaged to her high school boyfriend or like to her first boyfriend or something. And the sound is like, no. And it's like, but I did the same thing and it worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
And he's my soulmate.
Yeah. Honestly, like that's all you really need.
Yes.
Whenever you find it, you find it.
Mm-hmm. You know, you know.
Yeah. Wait, that leads us to actually a question. How did you feel like you know?
Wait,
that Cody's
hold on.
The one?
She didn't
oh,
answer the
but,
question.
Well, it flowed so well.
It did. I'm
it did
sorry.
Flow
I'm
really
so
sorry.
Well.
Which one
we,
do you want
we
me to
can
answer?
Just answer both.
Yeah. How did you know Cody
in
was
your
the one?
Timing.
First.
How did I know Cody was the one? I think I knew he was the one. It was like the night that we met. I had a boyfriend at the time when we met. He was
oh,
just
the
not,
tea.
He was just not like, he was not it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he was not the one, I'll say. I remember thinking when I was dating him, we didn't date for very long, but I remember like there was like a moment where I was like, he doesn't even know that I'm funny. Like,
no,
I was like,
that's
going to
be a no.
He doesn't, I don't think he would believe me if I tried to make a joke. Like nothing's funny. I'm funny and I'm just losing all of that. And the night that I met Cody, I like wasn't even thinking. I felt like immediately. This is gonna sound really cheesy.
No, we love it.
But I felt like immediately, like I was home. Like
aww.
It just like nothing. There was not a question about what to say, how to act, if this was gonna be funny. It was like I was being like genuinely myself, and not even questioning it. And he was like right there with me. Like it just felt like everything was like at peace. Like I wasn't like trying to, I wasn't like be funny, like be
right,
funny
yes.
or like be cute or be flirty. Like it was just like natural. And then I was like, oh my God, I haven't laughed with someone like this in so long. Like I haven't, like I am funny. Like it was just like a realization like, oh, I can just be myself and someone will like me. I don't have to like try and be this like other person for someone to like me. And then I was like, I think that that's when I knew.
That's such a great answer. And I feel like, because girls will write in all the time. I think someone did write in. That's why I brought it up is like, how do I know when he's the one? Or girls will write in and be like, I like him, but he does this and that. And I just don't know. And we're just like, no, then no.
Totally.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It really is that phrase of when you know, like when you just
totally.
Feel so at home, so safe, so comfortable. And like you said, you don't even have to really try or think about much. That's
yeah.
kind of when you know.
Exactly. Like, sure, like there's little things where you're like, little things that you think about, but there's never like the actual question of like, is this the right person
yes.
for me?
Yes.
Like, of course, when you're first dating someone, you want to be cute or maybe whatever. There's
yeah,
certain
or
little
just,
things.
Like, what
but...
if I start singing and he's like, why the hell is yeah. she singing all the time? You know, just like little quirks, but
yeah.
like nothing like, there was never like a, I just don't know if this is right.
Yeah.
Like, it was always like, okay, this is right. So it's going to work out.
For sure.
Whereas everyone else that I've dated is just like, well, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We should never settle
like
for that.
Like, it checks the boxes, maybe. Yeah.
Barely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, no, it doesn't. But, like, you're just in it.
Totally. And sense of humor goes so much deeper than just, like, when your senses of humor mesh, it's like you get each other. Not just like, oh, we think the same movies are funny. It's like
right.
there's something in your brains, in your soul that right. understand and see each other.
Yes.
And I feel like that's why it's like.
It's like a different type of chemistry.
Yes.
I totally agree. And it's so different than like thinking the same like TikToks are funny yes. or like movies or whatever it is. Like it's so much deeper than that.
Yes. It's like the little things, the little yeah. moments.
Like you want to be laughing and having fun with your partner.
Right.
And maybe sense of humor is more important to certain people. So yeah. I don't want to put that on everyone.
For
but
sure.
For me, that was like so important. I'm like, yeah. my whole, you know, our whole friendship and relationship is us laughing 24/7. It's
right.
like, that is so important to me.
Right.
And so, yeah.
And I think it was one of those things that I didn't think it wasn't important. I just didn't realize how much I missed it. And so like it was just like, I always say like when you find someone that you can like play all of your music in your car on shuffle, every song that you've saved or you've bought or whatever. And you're not like, oh, sorry, I don't know how this got on here. And you're like skipping, you know, when you're like in the car with someone, you're like, yes. this song sucks.
Oh my gosh,
like,
my little sister put this on.
Yes, but like you listen to it by yourself. Yes. Like I always feel like you have to find people who like you wouldn't be, you don't feel like you need to skip any like songs with.
I
like those are the people
That's
who like
so
you.
Cute.
I just like came to this realization the other day and I was telling Cody about it. But yeah, I just feel like that's like those are the people that you feel like you can just be your like truest self with, whether it's friends or relationships or whatever it is. I just feel like those are the most important. And I feel like when I met Cody, I started all of my friendships changed and like I found people who I really felt myself with. Like I was so much just more comfortable being myself. So yeah.
That is such a
brings
great,
out the best in you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's best case scenario.
Yeah.
I love that. Well,
that's
now we
know.
Can go into the engagement. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
No,
I
you're good. I'm like, we do need to stick to the schedule. No.
Okay. The thing I've enjoyed the most has been dress shopping. Like I got my dress and that was very fun.
Yes.
And I loved that. The most stressful part was probably like the guest list.
Mm. Are you guys having a big wedding or a small wedding?
I would say it's like in the middle.
Medium.
Yeah.
Did you have to like cut people out like, oh shoot?
Not really. It's just more like if you invite this person, then you have to invite this person, mm-hmm. then you have to invite this person. And
yes.
Like, and it's also hard. Like I want my parents to have who they want there and like Cody's parents to have who they want there and
you're like, but I've never met them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like just getting like save the dates out and stuff was like a struggle. But they're out.
Yeah.
So
the date is saved.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Wait, have you said when you're getting married or is that a secret? Not the date, but like
we're getting married
like
early
where,
next
when?
Year.
Send us the invites.
I'm like, oh, it's weird.
I'll tell you
get
guys
an invite.
Like more yeah, yeah. more details after. I'm scared of someone showing up.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
of
no,
course.
No, no, no.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
You do
course,
not
of
want
course.
That.
You do not need to give any more details. Oh, by the way, I do have beef with Cody that I forgot to bring up at
oh
the
my
beginning
God.
Of the episode. Yeah.
Let's hear
we
it.
We do have beef. No, he made a video. I wonder what year this was. It was
oh
so long
How
long
do you
ago.
Like 2018, maybe? 2019?
Was it mean?
No.
No, it was him making fun. Honestly, his criticism well-deserved. It's funny to me. So
I'm gonna have beef with him now.
No.
The engagement's off. Yeah.
Do you remember those Instagram templates that went around for a period of time where it's like would have like blanks of like my favorite color, my
yeah.
favorite food, or whatever mm-hmm.
dream place
and
to
he made
travel
a video
to.
About those, right?
So he made yeah. a video like making fun of those, and so a girl I didn't actually invent that, but a girl that I don't even think I knew her at all, but she was on Instagram. She made them and it was when stories kind of were first like big, I think, and so they went very viral and mm-hmm. she put her little at sign at the bottom, and so she was gaining like thousands of followers from creating these Instagram templates because people would fill it out, but then in order to get like the blank one they'd have to go to her
okay.
page.
Yeah.
And so people would just start following her because she would create new ones all the time that was like I can't even think of like the content
I
of
feel
them.
Like I remember them
okay.
Right? But, like, yeah.
They would be like
peach,
cute.
Orange, pink.
Yeah.
Like,
they would be cute, like
yes.
designs or whatever.
Yeah.
And it would be like fill in the blanks, and you would like, it was just a fun thing to do. And then it was like, tag who to do it next.
Yes.
So, anyway,
I totally
me being
that.
In my hustling era, basically just copied her, like ripped that off and was like, oh, I want to make them too. I gave her credit. I don't think I pretended that I created them, but I made some of my own and put my like username at the bottom. I got followers from it. And then Cody made a video talking about the templates. And he used mine as an example, which I remember being like, oh, dang, the girl who created it is probably like, cool. Like, I didn't even get the hype for it because I literally ripped her off. But anyway, he was just like making fun of like how stupid they were and how stupid the like the prompts were. It's like, oh, my favorite. Like, and I was like, honestly, an honor to be like roasted.
I'm so sorry.
No, that honestly is an honor.
No, it, he genuinely
any publicity
was,
is good publicity here.
That's right.
That is true. And I will say like maybe not necessary. But
no, he genuinely was not mean about it. Like, I remember thinking, like, if I, oh, no, because I did, I saw him one time after the video, but we were, like, far away, and I was like, oh, I wish I could have been, like, said something to him about, yeah, like, oh, you made yeah, fun of me in your videos,
yes,
but in a nice way, because he was not mean about it. So,
okay.
It's okay. It's
I will
the beef
be bringing
squash.
This up.
Thank you.
At dinner, but, and I will be taking your side.
Thank you. Thank yeah, you for letting me share my story.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I should have brought that up earlier. I just remembered, and I was like, this has to be addressed.
If you guys follow me or watch my vlogs or anything like that, you may have heard me mention that I have not been eating almonds recently. And one of the reasons is, well, actually the reason is because I took a food sensitivity test from Everlywell, which is one of our sponsors. They're awesome. And almonds was my number one food sensitivity. So I've been kind of essentially doing a little bit of an elimination diet, just kind of like eliminating them for a while and see what the vibe is. But this was one of my favorite things I've ever done. I'm not kidding, because it gives you so much information. It literally goes down tons of different foods that you could be sensitive to and shows like where you're at on the chart. So some of them will be red, meaning like, oh, this is extremely high sensitivity for you. And some of them literally you have no problem with. Your body's not sensitive to it at all. So their at-home lab test can help you get the knowledge and support you need so you can become a healthier you.
Everlywell is digital healthcare that is designed for you, all at an affordable and transparent price. With over 30 at-home lab tests, you'll be able to choose the test that makes the most sense for you to get the answers you need, like the women's health test or food sensitivity test. So here's how it works. Everlywell ships your at-home lab test straight to you with everything needed for a simple sample collection. Collect your sample and use the included prepaid shipping label to mail your test back to a certified lab. Then your physician-reviewed results get sent to your phone or device in just days, and you can share the results with your primary care physician, which is amazing, to help guide next steps. It's very simple. Over 1 million people have trusted Everlywell to support their health and wellness goals, and you should too.
It really is extremely, extremely easy. I also bought one for Leif, a food sensitivity test, so he is going to do that soon. And it's just helpful to gain insight into, you know, your health and what's going on. And like Chelsea said, there are so many tests to pick from. So you guys should just go on the site and check it out. For listeners of our show, Everlywell is offering a special discount of 20% off an at-home lab test at everlywell.com/whatwesaid. That's everlywell.com/whatwesaid for 20% off your next at-home lab test. everlywell.com/whatwesaid.
Let me tell you, one of the worst things that I experienced when I was pregnant was not being able to drink water, you guys. I would literally watch Survivor and be drooling at them chugging water because I just wanted to do that so bad. But for some reason, I could not just take regular water, like a glass of water. And I went to see some of my friends and they were giving me some, you know, pregnancy advice. And they were like, you need to try Liquid IV. And I went to the store, I bought some. And it literally saved me. I was able to actually keep water down and stay hydrated. So Liquid IV is on my good list this year. Let's just say that. So what makes Liquid IV so effective? Cellular transport technology. It's designed to enhance rapid absorption of water and other key ingredients into the bloodstream. One packet of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone.
Contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. With 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, Liquid IV has 10 refreshing flavors like Concord Grape, Lemon Lime, Pina Colada, and Tropical Punch. I love the Lemon Lime one. It's one of my faves. Non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. And for every purchase, they donate a serving to someone in need, which is amazing. To date, Liquid IV has donated over 24 million servings globally. I love adding electrolytes into water, especially on a day when I feel like I'm a little dehydrated. It's kind of a nice way to like boost the hydration and do it quickly. So grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco. Or get 15% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code WHATWESAID at checkout. That's 15% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code WHATWESAID at liquidiv.com. Check it out.
I feel like we should get into some of the ones that people wrote in.
I agree.
But first, I don't know if someone wrote this in, but my sister also has like your texture hair. Exactly.
Okay.
Like the curly, curly hair. This is my natural hair. Pin straight. I don't know what happened.
Must be nice.
But no, see, that's what she always says. And I'm always like,
I literally, if I had a sister, I'm going to be honest, yeah, that had pin straight hair.
Yeah.
I would kill her. I can't even imagine having a sibling. Like, I have the straightest hair in my family. My brother has curlier hair than me.
Really?
So like we're in it together, kind of. But like if
no, she's the only one in my family.
Oh my God. I would be so furious.
See, but here's the thing is like if you see baby photos, like I was bald until I was like 3. If you see baby photos of us together, she has like these like
is that what matters? Brown. Yes. Is that what matters, the baby photos?
But then my mom literally would say, I don't remember if she said this, but she had like this beautiful curly hair and I literally was bald and people would be like, your daughter's so cute and your little son, your son, her brother. But my dad was like, I'm like, this is how I know it's bad though. When she was like 5 and I was like 7 or something, I came up to my mom and I go, am I not beautiful? Like no one says anything about my hair because people come up and are always like,
yeah,
that hair, is that natural? Nice. But anyways, this, I did not mean to try to get a pity party over here, but.
Well, now I'm sad. For you.
No, it's fine. We've worked it out. But she is, it's always our lifelong battle of, she's like, you have no idea the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always like, but it's beautiful, you know. Mm. But she she didn't know what to do with her hair until she was like literally 20 years old.
Yeah.
So what like are your favorite products for curly hair? Like what do you do with your hair?
I feel like this is a bad day to be talking about this. But to be like, this is what I do to get these beautiful curls. Like not it today, but this is like I use the brand InnerSense.
Okay.
I go to like a curly hair, someone who cuts actual curly hair, not just like a regular.
Okay, that is, I'm probably sure that's a good important hack.
Yeah. That's like the number one thing I would say is like the haircut that you're getting. So I go to a salon for that, whereas before I was just going to like, because I just wanted to be like hot LA girl, and mm-hmm. So I was going to like some salon in Beverly Hills that was like, I don't know what to do with this. Like,
yes.
I guess we'll just cut it like it's straight.
Yeah, but then I guess when it's wet, it's like a different length than it, when the curls
you
go
just
up.
Need to know like how to cut curly hair. So that's like the main thing. I use brand InnerSense. I also use Way curly hair stuff. They have like a cream, the curl cream, and you can put that in your hair when it's dry. And I feel like having something that you can put in your hair when it's dry and curly is really important because it gets like frizzier.
Mm-hmm.
And then I use like the Way pomade for like the top to try to get like the frizziness gone. This is like day 3. I don't wash my hair a lot.
I was going to say, your hair probably doesn't get greasy, right?
It doesn't get greasy. And I wash it like every couple weeks.
You're kidding.
Like I... Don't
see, that's what I want to kill you for, because my hair is greasy after I shower. I literally blow dry after the shower grease. I'm like, I just washed it. I'm so confused.
But like the pigtails are so cute. And when I try to do shit like this and the ends like turn into like curly cues, and like all of a sudden the braid is kind of like curling. It's not as cute. You know what I mean?
My sister always is like, you have no clue like the privilege you have for doing a slicked back hair.
Yeah.
Style.
See, I do slick back buns often, but I do them when my hair is wet.
Oh.
Like that's how I slick my hair back, because if I try to do it when it's dry, like there's just like curls as it's slick. But when it's wet, you can get the like slick look.
Yeah.
So if your hair is curly, that's a way to do the slick back bun. But
well, Abby, I hope you're listening to this.
Abby,
yes,
it's gonna be okay. We're in this together. Like I have to force myself to wear my hair down and curly. Like, did I want to wear my hair down and curly today?
That's how she is. She's always
like you gotta just do it.
Yeah.
No one, who cares?
And like most people, again, everyone's their own worst critic.
Exactly.
Most people are like, your hair is beautiful.
Exactly.
Like, I want that hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to appreciate our strengths.
It's true. And the grass is always greener, ladies.
Exactly.
Okay. Someone wrote in and asked, how to get out of the roommate phase with your partner? I just moved in with my fiance and I'm struggling with this. How can I keep things fresh and still feeling like a relationship?
Oh my God. That was the worst. Like, I remember Cody be like playing video games and I'd be like, hello. Like, we're supposed to be hanging out all the time. And he'd be like, we literally live together. Just have like a date night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Like have something that brings you out of the house and get dressed up and like go do something fun. Whether it's like a picnic outside, just do something.
Something like new.
Yes.
To freshen things up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And realize that it's okay. Like you've taken a step in your relationship that's really exciting. And like it's okay that you're like trying to get into the swing of things. Like you are kind of roommates now.
It's true.
And that's fine.
In a way.
Yeah. But like embrace that side of things and also just like do things to remind you that you're still in love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think almost instead of looking at it as a negative thing where it's like, oh, now we're just roommates, like you said, kind of adding things instead of trying to like get rid of this notion that you're roommates and then replace it with something else.
Right.
Just like, let's be okay with that. And then let's add some things to spice things up.
Exactly. It just makes it weirder when it becomes like a negative thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you're living with your partner now. Like that's a big step. So like try to embrace it instead of like push it away.
And enjoy it.
Yeah.
What is your, do you know your love language? Like your top love language?
So I've never actually taken
like the quiz. The quiz is pretty like nothing. I mean, no hate to the person who invented the quiz or the book or the like whole
principle.
But he's
going to roast it in his next video.
Gets canceled. Yeah.
But it's nothing like revolutionary. Like the questions are like, would you rather get a card or get a present? It's like,
right.
Okay, well then this is pretty much showing, like then the results are like, I could have guessed because I answered, I would love quality time
right,
this whole time.
Right.
That's true.
I feel like it is pretty straightforward. I also just like was so scared that if I took it, then all of a sudden, like whatever love I was receiving, I was gonna be like, this is actually wrong. Yeah. And I don't like this. Like, I don't know. I was like, it's the same thing with like seeing a psychic. Like, I'm so scared that they're gonna tell me that like,
something's
gonna happen. Then all of a sudden, that's the only thing I'm gonna be able to think about. And so it's like, I'd rather just like not know.
Just live for today. Wait, so are you into like astrology and stuff?
Mm.
Do you know your sign or your big three?
I'm a Libra.
Okay.
That's all I know. I think I have a Libra moon as well.
Oh,
I just learned about all of that stuff too. Well, I still don't know much, but like
the big three.
I just learned about that recently. It's very interesting.
I don't know much about it. And love language wise, I feel like I just have learned through experience what makes me happier. Like I like words of affirmation much more than I used to think I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, physical touch is probably like on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I would say like words of affirmation and like, what are the other ones?
Like acts of service. See, whatever one I'm like not getting is my top one. And then whatever one I'm getting a lot of is my bottom. Like I'm just like my husband will literally, his acts of service like through the freaking roof. Like he is doing everything for me. And I'm like, but you didn't give me a hug this morning when I saw you. He's like, I'm literally slaving away all day.
Right.
So I feel like it changes.
It totally changes. It really does depend on like where you're at in life. Like
for sure.
In that moment, you know?
Definitely.
It does switch because I remember that mine used to be words of affirmation was my top. And now it's acts of service. Literally, probably because I was not getting enough acts of service.
Right, I'm like, exactly, okay. Exactly.
Yeah. Literally,
that's what
me
it is.
Manipulates it and then sends it to my husband. I literally texted it to him. I was like, here they are, just in case you forgot.
Yes, mine were literally all, I'm not kidding, mine were all four of the other ones. They were all tied and then acts of service was tiny.
And really?
Like, okay. And that's the one that he does the most.
Yeah, that's the one he does the most. I'm like, well, because you're giving me an oversupply of it.
Right.
So it's just changing.
Right.
So pretty much just do all five of them
at
all times.
And also just like, you could just like communicate these things.
Yeah.
Like it's like just be
them.
Like, hey, thanks, but can you say you love me?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like just like it's you just got like, communication. It's
yes.
Like the main key of everything.
I do feel like a lot of times when girls will write in about like problems that they have, is I think especially with like a new boyfriend, it is harder to like express certain things because you have a little bit of like, I don't know, just resistance, like, well, what if I'm being too much or something?
Right.
But communication solves almost everything.
I totally agree. Anytime I do an advice thing, it's like I always get back to like, you could just talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's
like, what if you told him?
What if you just told him that you were feeling that way? And then if he doesn't react the right, like if he doesn't react kindly towards that, then like, then you know. But at least he knows how you were feeling.
Exactly.
For sure.
What if you just called Taylor up?
What if you just called her up? Okay. Speaking of communication, here's a sitch. That we need to talk about. I caught my husband looking up his ex on Instagram and then tried to hide it from me. Being someone who struggles with insecurities, this really hurt. I've tried so hard to stop thinking so much about it, but it always ends up being something that comes back to my mind. How do you suggest handling this? It's a feeling I cannot get over.
I feel like the hiding it is way
worse. Why did he do that?
The hiding it is worse. Yes. I will say, like, I always look at my exes. Like, I'm so curious.
We always talk about this.
Not because if I was dating them still, like, the last thing I want to be do is dating them.
Yes. Yes.
Or, like, near them in any way. But, like, what the hell are they doing?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But, like, it's the hiding it that's weird.
Exactly. Because that shows, that's, like, almost an admission of guilt, where it's, like.
Right.
I mean, again, we're, like, talk to him, but.
I just feel like, but also, like, to give him the benefit of the doubt, I feel like a lot of times there's, like, the moment of, like, well, I just, like, don't want you to get mad that I'm doing it, so I just didn't even want to do it because it meant nothing. So I didn't even want it to be a thing. And it's like, okay, but now it's even more of a thing.
Right,
exactly. Because you tried to hide it when really if you just, like, told me you were looking up your ex-girlfriend, yes. I'd probably be like, yeah, I was literally just looking at my ex-boyfriend last night. Like, I don't know what
you want.
I would
love to see what your ex-girlfriend is up to as well.
Like, you think I wasn't looking her up as well? Yeah. Like, we could do it together.
Yes.
But, like, it's never as deep as anyone thinks it's going to be. And the, like, hiding it always makes it feel
deeper.
Yes.
100%. It could totally be that situation where there genuinely is no foul play, nothing, you know, he didn't do anything wrong, but he just doesn't want you to get mad. And so now it's turned
into
this huge
whole thing. But if you just tell him, like, I don't care if you're looking up your ex. It was all of a sudden weird and you hit it because it made it feel weird. If you weren't doing anything, I don't care. Like, if you're like, I'm chill. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
I'm a chill girl. I'm really cool.
I'm so cool and chill. Just don't ever fucking do that again.
I agree. I mean, I think you just need to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's the hiding for me.
It's the hiding. Yeah, I agree.
Like the guilty face. Also, it's kind of like an ick. I feel like if you come in and they try and hide something, you're like, really?
It's like,
it could be a little bit of dirty sock or dirty underwear.
No, I know.
Like, just tell me.
Yeah. I'm the kind of person that, like, I want to know. If I know everything that's going on about a situation, like, I won't get upset.
Exactly.
If I find things out later, then I'm upset because you didn't tell me. This is with anyone. Like, with my friends, like, truly with anyone, I just want to know every single detail of everything.
Yeah.
And then I'm fine. Then I can sleep at night. If you hide something from me, I will be mad at you.
Yes, 100%. I'm the same
Chelsea,
way.
You're the exact same way.
Yes. I'm like, tell me. Like, when we meet a girl, he's like, oh, I want to date her. I'm like, tell me if you kissed her, if you guys went further than that. Like, I need to know everything.
Oh, my God.
And I'm actually mad you didn't tell me, like, you kissed her. He's like, why would that ever come up? I'm like, I don't know, but I need to know everything.
Yeah. No, I'm the same way. And then I'm fine.
Yes.
It's
then I can
just
move
like,
on.
I just want to know. Just so I can, like, prepare.
For your own peace of mind.
Exactly. But, like, my best friend is the exact opposite. Like, she is like, don't tell me anything. I don't want to know.
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
And I'm like, okay, but I want to tell you something because I saw something on Instagram and I think you should know. And she's like, no, don't tell me. I don't want to know. It's like about an ex or like something like that.
Yeah.
She's like, I just don't want to know what he's doing. And I'm like, but what if I wanted to tell
you? You're like, but what if
I
it was
really
something
have to tell you? You don't understand.
Yeah.
We're taking a quick break to talk about Glad Skin, one of our sponsors that we know and love. Skin conditions like eczema, acne, and rosacea affect millions of people in the U.S., but the way they're treated isn't working. Glad Skin is rethinking what caring for inflammatory skin conditions looks like by working with your skin, not against it. And also, if you're a parent and your child has eczema, know that you're not alone. Childhood eczema is really common, and lots of families and kids struggle with dry, inflamed, itchy skin, and you're probably wary of strong medicines and creams, rightfully so. But now there's Glad Skin, which is steroid-free and clinically proven to reduce eczema symptoms safely and quickly. We love Glad Skin.
Having skin, you know, breakouts, irritation, itchiness is truly one of the worst feelings ever. I recently used Glad Skin's cleanser. Really, really loved it. Glad Skin is a new category of skin treatment that is made for people of all ages with eczema-prone, acne-prone, and rosacea-prone skin. But what actually causes the itchiness, redness, inflammation, and discomfort? It's a disruption of the bacterial environment, also called the skin microbiome. But Glad Skin works specifically to target the imbalance of your skin's microbiome. And unlike other skin brands and prescription medications, Glad Skin uses microbalance, which is a revolutionary protein that restores the balance of the good and bad bacteria that live on your skin so it can finally heal. It's so effective that 91% of users, adults and children, who tried their top-selling eczema cream reported significant improvement after just 7 days.
Again, GladSkin with MicroBalance is steroid-free. It works without harsh ingredients, and it's clinically proven to reduce eczema symptoms. It's even gentle enough for babies. So if you've been frustrated with your treatment options, do not wait to try GladSkin. They're offering our listeners 15% off plus free shipping on your first order at gladskin.com/whatwesaid. That is gladskin.com/whatwesaid for 15% off plus free shipping. gladskin.com/whatwesaid.
All right, she said, "Hey girls, I am a longtime VVG and I need your help. My boyfriend and I moved across the country, and his parents, also VVG, by the way, is what we call our listeners. We call them Vapid Valley Girls.
Oh my God, love that.
That's what our mean reviews call us. So we decided to take her power
Wait,
back.
That is amazing. Can I be one?
Yes.
Of course.
I actually kind of am.
We'll get you some merch.
That's so fun. Oh my God.
Oh, you literally are. You grew up
here. I grew up in the Valley.
Yes. We did too, but in Arizona. Mm-hmm. They call it the Valley, but it's not California Valley, but
we're Valley Girls for life.
We're all Valley Girls.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're like,
and
you,
we're Vapid.
Exactly.
That's what's amazing.
You know, it's just a word. That does cut sometimes.
It's just a word.
That cut us to the core. Yeah. Okay.
Longtime VVG.
Yes. My boyfriend and I moved across the country and his parents still track him. We went to the next town over to have dinner. And on the way there, we get a text that says, "Where are you guys going? On a date?" For context, we have been together for 5 years and we are 21 and 22. And I think it's okay to have loved ones' locations on for emergencies, but not to track your child's every move and make comments like a stalker. How should I approach this and set a boundary? Love you girls.
Yikes. Big yikes.
Yeah. That's, see, I feel like, it is okay to have your, I have so many people's locations on.
Me too.
And even if you see something, you don't have to text them about it.
Even when my friends text me like, "Hey, what are you doing at blah, blah, blah?" I'm like, "Why are you looking at my location?"
Don't acknowledge that you have my location.
Yeah. Unless you're like telling me that, unless there's a reason.
Yes.
Just don't tell me.
Don't acknowledge unless I'm like missing.
Right. Or I'm like outside your house.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then you can text me or I can text you. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, that is odd.
I think it's really hard when it's the husband or the boyfriend's parents. Because I feel like if it's your own, you can kind of be like, "Mom,
you're being crazy."
No. Yeah. I mean, depending on the relationship you have with your parents.
Right.
But when it's not your parents and your family, it's a little trickier.
So just,
I'm like trying to think about how to approach this.
I mean, just stop sharing your location with them. Is that bad?
Or well, it's just like, maybe just be like, "Hey."
With a bunch of whys.
Hey, how are you guys?
So excited to see you at Thanksgiving. Anyways,
I feel like you could just say like the girlfriend, just be like, "Maybe don't text us." I don't know. Or, well, okay, because she wants to know how to handle, how to approach it, right?
I feel like you have
to have him say
something.
He obviously needs to, but she probably feels like, what if he doesn't think there's anything weird about it?
Yeah, that's true.
And so she wants to know how to like approach him and be like, kind of makes me uncomfortable.
Feel weird.
Wait, has she approached him yet, or she's trying to approach the parents?
She hasn't. She didn't say. She didn't clarify.
Well,
how should I approach
him
this
first
and set a boundary?
And say,
how should I approach this and set a boundary? I would approach him first. I feel like a lot of times these approaching situations with every situation, whether it's your boyfriend looking at or your husband looking at pictures of his ex or whatever it is, you gotta stay calm.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the Oreo effect. Good thing first, bad thing in middle, ending with a good thing. I know they have good intentions.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You gotta do
what not to do that I do is start with, "I just think it's funny that."
Yeah. And what not to do that I do is like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yes.
So I would say,
that's weird. That's funny.
That's weird. Yeah.
It's none of those things.
It's none of the above. Think about how you would want someone to react
exactly.
to you.
I'm just going to bring this up. You know, it's not a big deal. Well, I guess maybe that is also lying.
And maybe, unfortunately, maybe you'll have to wait until the next time you guys get a text that's like, "Hey, where are you guys going?"
Yeah, because if this has only happened once, maybe give it a second.
Maybe give it a second and wait until you're like in the moment. You're like, "Oh, your mom texted us." Also, like, I don't know. I feel kind of weird that she's just watching us.
Mm-hmm.
Just something
right. That way
like
it's a little more natural.
Yes. I feel like you can't just be like, "Hey, remember that time a month ago when your mom texted us? I feel weird." Like, maybe wait until it happens again because probably will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then go from there.
Then you have more evidence, you know.
Yeah, then you can just be like, "Oh, now that I'm thinking about it, definitely just came up with this.
Didn't write into a podcast asking about it.
No one else knows about the situation, by the way. I did not tell like three random strangers, but it's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think wait a second. Wait on it.
Wait until the second offense.
Yeah.
And then,
oh, by the way, I don't know if I like that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it just feels kind of weird. It makes me feel weird that she's watching where we're going. Like sometimes some things I want to be for just the two of us. Right. And when I feel like there's people watching us, it makes me feel kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even though we have nothing to hide, we're not doing anything crazy.
And I know that she's just like cares and she wants to know what we're up to. But like maybe we could call her after and talk to her, say like, talk to her on Sunday and say, we just went on the date the other night.
Yes.
We can talk about it then, but we don't need to talk about it. Like, she doesn't need to watch us because it makes it feel like it's not just something you're sharing with the two of you.
Exactly.
Or something like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Perfect.
Okay. Last write-in. Hello, Chelsea, JC, and Kelsey. I'm so happy you guys are collaborating. Y'all are my everything. Best episode ever. Oh my gosh.
Has not even come out yet.
Yeah, well, don't speak too soon.
So right on with my question. I am a 24 recent graduate. I recently quit my job working for my dad's business, and I'm definitely going through an existential crisis at the moment. Yay, love that for me. As you guys are older and wiser, what would you say is your biggest piece of advice for women in their early and mid-20s? Any you must do or must not do this. I feel hungry for building my dream life, but at the same time, I feel stuck and scared that I will not accomplish my goals and live in resentment with myself. I love you and thank you for the advice.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wait, how old advice? Oh, she's 24.
24.
Okay, here's another thing that we did not do that we missed out on is we didn't go to college. So we don't know what it's like to did you graduate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
we did not. We went to, oh yeah.
Teacher, you idiot. Circle time.
God. Yes.
She went to 3 days of college. I went to a year of college.
Okay.
So, I feel like we kind of found our
careers
a little bit earlier on in life. So I always feel like when people talk about like graduating and like having a degree in something and then maybe not wanting to get into it, I never feel
as like equipped.
Yes, exactly.
However, the existential crisis did still find us.
Yes.
Yeah.
It did. It just came later, honestly. Those
sneak up on you whenever you least expect it.
Yes. Whenever you're starting to feel a little too comfortable.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have had those moments in your 20s of like an existential crisis, if you will, like, who am I? What do I believe in? What am I doing? Like, anything like that?
I think, yes. I feel like I have a lot of those moments, like, now. I think I always knew I wanted to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started teaching. Like, everything just kind of, like, made sense. But, like, I never felt like I was, like, necessarily challenging myself. It always felt easy because it's what I always thought I was going to do, and then I did it, and so I was like, okay, I guess this is just life now. And then once I started doing all of this stuff is when like I started to kind of like put myself out there and do something that scared me and whatnot. And I think that it's like not been easy, but it's definitely been worth it. I feel like she's worried about like feeling resentment towards herself and whatnot, but like the only way that you're going to, I think, feel that way is like if you don't try and do something, like just like listen to, if you want to do something that you think is absolutely crazy, like you, so what, you majored in, I don't know, math.
Do people do that?
I don't know, but.
No, people do that and like, okay, we get it.
But, I saw this TikTok and it was this guy and he was like, please don't bring up math.
I literally just talked about my relationship with math in my last podcast episode. So
I was dying.
So you majored in math, but then all of a sudden you're like, wait, I like fashion and like I want to do something in that. Like I just don't, there's just no rules. And like if you deep down want to go work in fashion, even though you spent 4 years majoring in math, you know so much about math that you would never know before. And that's amazing. But like do what makes you happy. That's the only way you're not going to find resentment. You will not resent yourself for being like just staying safe in math. Like, or you will not resent yourself for putting yourself out there. Mm-hmm. You will resent yourself for staying safe and doing what you just think that you're supposed to do because of where you are. You're 24.
Yes.
You're
and it will young. Always be there too. Like you have
the degree.
The degree, and it's not going anywhere.
Math is unfortunately going nowhere.
Yes.
Like it's like, you will be fine. You'll never know unless you try and just do things that actually like make you
light up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you might as well just try them.
I keep thinking about those TikToks where it like, it's like, oh, I haven't done my, literally my math assignment. And then it like zooms out on like the world. And basically it's like, you are literally one speck. Yeah. It's like, why do I care about this?
Right.
And I think, you know, not that all of our problems aren't valid, because they totally are. And I think a lot of girls in our mid-20s, we're struggling with certain things. But it's like, I just feel that same way where I'm like so passionate about just doing what I want, because I'm like, I, to my knowledge, get this chance at this life one time.
Exactly.
I'm not going to sit around and do math all day if that's not what I like.
Like, right.
That is not the life I want to live. And like you said, even if you fail, like, failing is not a bad thing, by the way.
It's truly not.
It's actually such a helpful thing. And if that is the worst case scenario, is like, oh, I'm going to go follow my dreams and try this. And oh, what if I fail though? Then you learn so much and you can move on to the next thing.
Exactly. At least you know. Mm-hmm. I would so much rather know the outcome of a situation than sit and wonder what would happen and never find out.
Exactly. I agree with that 100%. I feel like I've tried a million different jobs in my life and not, I've never sat down and been like, wow, I really wish I didn't have, you know,
that
applied
experience
for that job for like those 6 months.
Right.
Like,
exactly. No. Exactly. I think, and also like, you're 24, you have so much life ahead of you. Don't let like the number make you think that you should be somewhere that and you're not
exactly
there. Like, it does not matter how old you are at all. If you want to be doing something, if you aren't doing something that you feel like you should be doing, or you're mm-hmm. whatever it is, like, it doesn't matter how old you are. Just do what makes you happy. There's no like
timeline
rhyme or reason to anything. There's no timeline.
Exactly.
So don't let that like cloud your judgment of what you want or what you're doing.
Yeah. I love that.
I like that a lot. Can you end with like telling us a little bit more about your podcast?
Oh,
what
sure.
you're going to be like discussing in your podcast and stuff?
Sure. So my podcast is called Circle Time. And I, like I just briefly mentioned, I used to be a preschool teacher, a full-time preschool teacher. And I wanted to kind of like harness the like, well, my favorite thing about kids is how honest they are and how like not judgmental. They just like don't care what you look like, who you are, anything. They just want to talk, and like they have the craziest, most honest conversations because they don't know that like judgment and like negativity is a bad thing yet. And I want to like harness that because I feel like everybody's like nostalgic for that. And I just want like that, those kind of conversations to come out in my podcast. And like it's kind of structured like a Circle Time would be in preschool. So there's like, we talk about the calendar and like what's going on that week in my life. And then we'll do like just little segments. Like there's like story time where like people can write in and I'll give them advice, or like journal time where like I'll answer just kind of like a simple question and try and like get a little deeper.
When you were explaining that, because we were listening to one of your episodes, and when you were like, yeah, like Circle Time, snack time, I'm like, I want to go to preschool right now. Like, why does
right?
that just sound? Yeah, I love this whole concept for a podcast, like an adult preschool in the
yes.
best way possible.
And I don't want it, like, I don't want people to think it's like a teaching podcast or like a, because I get a lot of comments that are like, you're too pure for this world. And it's like,
you're
what?
Like, I will be releasing rated R content.
Like, I will be nude. I'm just kidding. No, that's a joke. But I'm just like, I just like, just because I teach preschool doesn't mean I'm like too pure for this world. Like, I don't even know what
yes.
that means. But like, I want it to be a little bit more like
adult version.
Yes.
Yeah, we need some of that honest conversation.
A little spice,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Also, yeah. it is interesting that you say that about kids, because they are, I was thinking back when you're saying that, how honest they are, because I used to work with kids.
A little too honest.
A little too honest sometimes.
Oh my God, yeah.
But it's like, actually, they're not even saying that in a bad way. It's like, we have like grown up and acquired these judgments.
Totally.
Others, like, you know, if someone tells me I should be a witch for Halloween, they don't mean it in a mean way because of my nose.
Right.
I took it in a bad way. But it's
right.
like, they're just saying, they think it's cool that I look like a witch. They're like, you should be a witch for Halloween. And
it's
I
true.
Feel like if we just kind of take away the judgment of it, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't, everything doesn't have to be good or bad or like.
Totally.
No. So I
agree.
That.
Yeah. That's why I love, I mean, like I've been told some pretty harsh things.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you should wear dresses more often. Like, why don't you ever like dress like a girl? Like stuff like that. It's like, who says you
What's
have to
like,
dress a certain way?
Yeah. Oh, heaven forbid you have zit around children.
Oh, yeah,
what
yeah.
is
what
that?
Is that?
It's like, okay,
Or like,
honey.
Do you have a baby growing inside you? And it's like,
No. You look like my mom that has a baby growing in her. Yeah. Like
my mom always loves to recount the story when she was helping at my preschool and she like lifted her arm up to do something and this kid did this to her arm. Stop. And goes, flappy, very flappy. And she's like, awesome.
See, he just thought it was cool.
But again, he's just like, yeah, he's like,
love that.
He loves a good flap.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Gotta love him. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yes, thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
Tell everyone where they can like follow you and find your podcast and everything.
Right. You can follow me on Instagram.
We know you love self-promotion. So.
Yes, I was hoping you guys were going to ask me to do this. You can follow me on Instagram at Kelsey Kreppel. And you could, that's my name on YouTube as well. And you can listen to my podcast anywhere you find your podcast. Is that what you're just anywhere you listen to your podcast.
Yes, there you go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This is so much fun.
So fun. Okay, we can do our little outro in a little bit.
Perfect.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you have an amazing weekend. Make sure to go follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast for any updates or if you want to be involved in any of our story episodes or write in for advice or anything like that. We love you so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.